Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalam, salam. We're going to be taking the question now regarding salvation in Islam. What is the salvation in Islam? We had a comparison just now to Christianity, wherein Jesus is the Savior, and Christians generally across the board accept that as a statement, but then how they interpret what it means can vary from church to church, doctrine to doctrine, and even from pew to pew, depending on where you're sitting in the church. So we won't get into that, but what we would like to do is ask, what is the salvation of Islam? And actually, there is a beautiful statement, again, a hadith. We referred to the difference between Quran and hadith. The hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a strange one in a way, because he was praying, and then he finished the prayer, he turned to his members of the congregation, and he told them that nobody's going to be saved except by the rahmah of Allah. And what is rahmah? And this is compassion, mercy, beneficence. There's a long string of words in English to try to capture the meaning of this rahmah. It's a very deep word, though. The more you understand the Arabia, the more you like to leave it as rahmah in the Arabic language. But it means that nobody can really do enough good deeds or good works to qualify themselves to stand up in front of God and say, okay, open the door, I get to go in now because I did XYZ or ABC or whatever. So this is a part of the understanding. But then they turned to him and they said, even you? Because in Islam, it's known that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is one of the great prophets. So all the prophets in Islam are very high, such as Adam and Noah and Moses and Solomon, Dawood, David. All of them have a real high status. We don't attribute to them the normal everyday sins that we do. This is not the way we look at them. They're human. They make mistakes, yeah. But we don't consider that they're making these major sins like we do. And so we don't have stories in our book against them like you find, for instance, the Old Testament saying things against David and Moses and things like that. We don't have that. So we have the prophets very, very high. So we would kind of have a tendency to think that, well, if anybody's going to be saved, they are, right? I mean, you know, come on. But actually, that's not true. Because they ask him, even you? And he is supposedly the best of the prophets. He said, even me. So that leaves all of the rest of us like, uh-oh, where am I in this deck of cards? That's scary. Now there's a verse in the Quran that's very, very clear. And when you understand the Arabic, the more you study the words, etymology of it, the more you derive a scary feeling from it, actually. It's one of the most famous of the verses in the Quran. It says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salahati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. And this short little thing that I read to you actually has volumes to fill this room that we're sitting in explaining it. There's no possible way you could even do a seminar about this and cover the meaning. Is it right, doctor? Yeah. And this is his language, and I'm sure he knows it since he was a small little bitty Muslim. Right? So I'm not going to even try to go there, but what I will try to do is just give you a sense of the meaning and let you dwell on it and research it from our website for yourself and see. You can get a free Quran from our website, Arabic, English, with transliteration, so you can try to pronounce words and everything. The meaning, more or less, though, to English could be, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate. Allah, first of all, he swears a swearing that we can't even understand. He swears by time, while us means a swearing. He, like you say, by God, so and so. You know, that means you swear by God. He said, by time. And the translators and the interpreters have let us understand that this is swearing by the passage of time, meaning you can't even fathom how big a swearing this is by Allah. And he says that all of his creation of human beings are in a state of total loss or bankruptcy on the Day of Judgment. Meaning that all of the human beings are destined to the hellfire. All of the human beings are destined to the hellfire. Then comes the exception, illah, which means except. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except for those who come to and attain the correct belief in Allah, that He is only one God, and He has no partners, and you worship Him alone, and they do the deeds of righteousness. So it's a combination. We're talking about salvation. Listen to this. So it needs to be that you have both the correct belief and then the correct implementation of this belief. We heard you talk the talk. Now we need to see you walk the walk. And that's exactly what it is. Although, as I already stated, it's not sufficient that you just do good deeds. But constantly Allah, He's looking at your intention. And so what will save a person on the Day of Judgment, believe it or not, is not great works. Even his belief may be not perfected, but he's trying. It's all going to be looking at what? The heart. Because Allah, He knows what's in your heart. And that is something that nobody can know except you and your Creator. And He's the final judge, and He'll decide who goes, who stays. And I ask that Allah let all of us go, because I want to be in paradise. I'm sure everybody here has the same feeling.
Any questions?